So after Chris Evans was announced as the new presenter of Top Gear here in the UK, Jeremy Clarkson decided to tell the Sun newspaper that he was offered his job back last week, and the only reason Chris Evans got the role was because he turned it down. Now, Chris Evans on his breakfast show this morning said that Jeremy Clarkson was obviously saying no to voices in his own head, because as far as he's concerned, it didn't happen. You know, he was never offered the job last week, never asked to return. The BBC have also denied the claims, so I don't know. Is Jeremy Clarkson telling the truth? Who knows? If he isn't, why would you say this? I don't understand. I really don't understand. He had his whole situation. It was all over the papers. It was all over the television. It was all over the world because Top Gear is a huge show, and everybody knew about it. Everybody knew what happened, and he was moving on. Why would he now decide to lie if that's what he's doing? I don't get it. I really don't get it. Of course, Chris Evans and Jeremy Clarkson are very good friends as well, and I wonder if this will affect their friendship or if they'll be able to just, you know, get over it. I actually thought today that perhaps Jeremy Clarkson would be one of the first stars in a reasonably priced car on the new Top Gear. That would be good, you know, that he could go around the track in the reasonably priced car and be the first guest. Don't know if that'll happen ever, but it would be pretty neat. But yeah, I don't know. Did they get together, Jeremy Clarkson and Chris Evans, and decide let's play around with the story and see if we can get both get some great publicity from this? I don't know. Possibly. You never know what's going on in the minds of these celebrities. But I cannot understand why Jeremy Clarkson would lie. I really don't. So perhaps there's some truth to it. I mean, maybe a really senior person at the BBC didn't offer him his job back, but maybe someone who works at the BBC said to him, "If you want your job back, it's there." And he said, "Nah, I'm not going to bother." Maybe that's what happened, you know? Or maybe the BBC put feelers out, you know, just to see if he was interested in coming back before they offered it to Chris Evans. I could believe that. But whether they specifically asked him to come back, well, that's a different matter. Who knows? Maybe one day we'll find out the truth.